He found a small strip of potato skin and ate it. His back itched, so he leaned against the fence and rubbed against the boards. When he tired of this, he walked indoors, climbed to the top of the manure pile, and sat down. He didn't feel like going to sleep. He didn't feel like digging. He was tired of standing still, tired of laying down. "I'm less than 2 months old and I'm tired of living," he said. He walked out to the yard again. "When I'm out here," he said, "there's no place to go but in. When I'm indoors, there's no place to go but out in the yard." "That's where you're wrong, my friend," said a voice. Wilbur looked through the fence and saw the goose standing there. "You don't have to stay in the dirty little, dirty little, dirty little yard," said the goose, who talked rather fast. "One of the boards is loose. Push on it, push, push, push on it, and come on out." "What?" said Wilbur. "Say it slower." At risk of repeating myself," said the goose, "I suggest that you come on out. It's wonderful out here." "Did you say a board was loose?" That I did," said the goose. Wilbur walked up to the fence and saw that the goose was right. One board was loose. He put his head down, shut his eyes, and pushed. The board gave way. In a minute, he had squeezed through the fence and was standing in a long grass outside his yard. The goose chuckled. "How does it feel to be free?" she asked. "I like it," said Wilbur. "That is, I guess I like it." Actually, Wilbur felt queer to be outside of his fence with nothing between him and the big world. "Where do you think I'd better go?"
"Anywhere you like, anywhere you like," said the goose. "Go down through the orchard, root up the sod. Go through the garden, dig up the radishes, root up everything, eat grass, look for corn, look for oats, roam all over, skip and dance, jump and prance, go down through the orchard and stroll in the woods. The world is a wonderful place when you're young."
"I can see that," replied Wilbur. He gave a jump in the air, twirled, ran a few steps, stopped, looked all around, sniffed, and sniffed the smells of afternoon. And then he set off walking down through the orchard. Pausing in the shade of an apple tree, he put his strong snout into the ground and began pushing, digging, and rooting. He felt very happy. He had plowed up quite a piece of ground before anyone noticed him. Mrs. Zuckerman was the first to see him. She saw him from the kitchen window, and she immediately shouted for the men.